Amnesty International's 2015 report on death penalties in sub-Saharan Africa showed an encouraging increase in the number of countries that have abolished the law. Last year, Madagascar and Congo Republic, according to the report, were the latest countries to do so, bringing the number to 18. However, the country director of Amnesty International, Lawrence Amesu, cautioned that African countries still have much to do to abolish the death penalty law. So far, Ghana has 137 persons on death row, even though there has not been any execution since 1993. Mr. Amesu welcomed Ghana's temporary stay of the execution of persons on death row, but warned that it could be reversed at any point in time, citing Chad and the Gambia as typical examples.
During the year, Madagascar and Congo abolished the death penalty, increasing the number of abolitionist countries in the region to 18 countries. Despite this progress, the resumption of execution by Chad after 12 years of not carrying out execution was a setback in the region. And this is one of the reasons why we always say that it is important for Ghana to totally abolish the death penalty, because we pride ourselves on the fact that since 1993 we have not executed, even though we have it in our constitution and in our law book. And people will always want to say, well, we are not doing it anyway. What is the need for us to be pushing for it to be abolished?